radio listening audience. This is the Whole Truth Radio broadcast originating from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. We invite you to come to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith for your salvation. Be blessed as Bishop Anthony J. Patterson proclaims the Word of God in its fullness. The man of God admonishes you to be more ready to hear the Word of God than to give a sacrifice of a fool. Come as you are, come as a child, and be taught at the feet of Gamaliel according to the perfect law. Are you in the need of prayer? Do you need deliverance? Or you just want truth? Well, shout hallelujah. Bishop Patterson preaches and teaches the apostles' doctrine as the scripture has said. Come thou with us, for we will do thee good. The Lord has spoken good concerning us. Please stay tuned to this station for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast. For information concerning the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, direct all prayer requests. Request the liturgy and correspondence to Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, Apostle Angela Overseer, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may call our beloved Bishop at area code 610-583-2400. Without further ado, we will now have prayer by Minister Daryl Patterson.
Father, Lord God, in your mighty, precious name, your body is gathered together in your name to give you praise and thanks unto your holy name. We thank you, Almighty God, for this opportunity to come to the throne of grace and to give you praise. We give you praise, Almighty God, for what thou hast done. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, this day for sending to us an angel. We ask you, Almighty God, to watch over us. We ask you, Almighty God, to keep us. We ask you, Almighty God, to bless his holy hands. Bless his holy feet, Almighty God, as he brings this gospel of peace. We ask you, Almighty God, to watch over this holy body. Keep us, Almighty God, we thank you. We praise you. My God, we thank you for life. We thank you, Almighty God, for Calvary. We thank you, Almighty God, that you shed your precious blood. We thank you, Almighty God, that they tore your flesh. We thank you, Almighty God, that the man of God had opportunity. My God, to serve us, O Heavenly Father. My God, our hearts are rejoicing. My God, we thank you that the blood, Almighty God, is running. We thank you, Heavenly Father, my God, that healing is on its way. We thank you, Almighty God, for the peace. We thank you, Almighty God, oh Heavenly Father, how you worked out the situation. We thank you, Almighty God, that your blood, oh Heavenly Father, is still pumping. We thank you, Almighty God, oh Heavenly Father, how your blood, my God, stained Calvary. We thank you, Almighty God, how your blood stained our life. My God, we give you the glory. We can say now, hallelujah. We can say now, glory. We can say now, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You brought us out
You brought us out. You brought us out. You healed our body. You touched our soul. You touched our life. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, glory to God in glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
He's bringing us I'm going to wait patiently, for I know he will bring me out. He's bringing us up. He's bringing us up. Been through and he knows what it's all about, but he's bringing us out. He's bringing us out. Oh, keep patiently waiting, for I know he will bring you out. He's bringing you. He's bringing you up. Don't you know the Lord knows what you're going through, and he knows what it's about. But let him bring. Let him bring you up. Let the Lord bring you up. Oh, you keep patiently waiting, for I know he will bring you up. He bought me. You see, he bought me up. Can testify that the Lord knows what you're going through, and he knows what everything is about. Let him bring you, you see, for me, the Lord brought me up. I waited patiently, the Lord will bring you out. He's bringing us out. He's bringing you out. Don't you know he knows what you're going through, and he knows what it's all about. No need for an excuse. No need for an excuse. Keep patiently, no matter how long it takes, the Lord shall bring you out. He's bringing us out. He will bring you out. Don't you know the Lord knows what you are going through, and he knows what everything's about. I'm coming out. Patiently waiting, for I know he will bring. I can testify that the Lord will bring you. I was once in darkness, but the Lord brought me out in due time. He knew what it was about. And he knew how long, when he would come, how he would come. I just knew that he will. His will would be done in my life if I wait patiently on the Lord, for I know he'll bring you out. Let him bring you. Keep patiently. Be patient. Be patient. You are in a process of coming out. Be patient. Wait on him. For I know. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the church that is called by the name of Christ. This is a church that is called by the name of the Lord. It's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a church of the faith that they believed. This is the church of the doctrine that was preached from the day of Pentecost until now. The church has been coming out of darkness into great light. The Lord's been adding as such that should be saved to the church. And I got added one day. The Lord brought me out of darkness. He brought me into a marvelous light, because I heard the gospel preached in its fullness. And I didn't harden my heart, but I accepted it and believed it. And I just went down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. I had the faith to believe that if the word said to be baptized in water in the precious name of Jesus Christ, I would do it.
And you know when I did it, he washed my sins away. And I can praise him and thank him today for the water baptism in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. And I heard the gospel preaching about receiving or getting the filling of the Holy Ghost. The Lord was bringing me out of darkness. He's going to set my feet on a foundation, a stone, and I really praise him and I thank him for it because I heard myself speaking in an unknown language. And I praise and thank God that when heaven moved and said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased," he sanctified me. He separated me, he translated me, and took me out of the world. And I praise and thank him that he took me out of the clay and set my feet on a rock. I'm no longer in clay. I am set now for eternal salvation. You can destroy this clay, but it won't bother me. You can destroy and kill this clay, but it won't bother me because I am now born again. I was born again of water. I was born again of the Spirit. And now I can inherit the kingdom of God, and behold, it's already in me. And I praise and thank God that everywhere I go, I take God's kingdom with me. I know I am walking in a place where someone else is king, but my allegiance is not to the king of this world. My allegiance is to the king of heaven. He doesn't have a sovereignty here. He just has his building here. And we are tabernacling just for a season. But he's going to come and take all these loyal subjects, and he's going to take us out to be around his throne. And he's going to destroy the king and this world. He's going to destroy everything that's in it. But before he destroys, he's going to take his faithful ones out. And I praise and I thank God that he knows me because I've been marked. You see, I've been marked by the Holy Ghost. I've been marked by the anointing of the Lord. I also have a sign that's growing in me. Every day I'm getting stronger and stronger by the nourishment because I'm being fed by the Word of God. And I praise and thank God for it. That as I traveled on my journey, someone took time to say, "May I wash your feet?" And it looks like you've been traveling for a long time. I have. But thank God there was water. That someone washed my feet and gave me a little more strength. Now I can look down and don't look like it's been a long time. It looks like I've been cleaned up to move on a little further. It's like when the Lord dusted me off from the sins of the world. I was new and I could run the race. And now I can run on a little further now that my feet have been cleaned. They're going to get dusty again, I know, because that world is full of dust. It's a desert out there, but the Lord is going to keep us. And I know if I get thirsty, the Lord's going to provide water because I was dug out of a well that a water that never run dry. I thank God when he molds me out of the rock. That was Christ. And I praise and thank God for it, that when you're looking at me, you're looking at a blessed man. You're looking at someone who really loves the Lord and praise the Lord for what he's done. I know he's bringing me out. I can testify today I'm already out. I praise and thank God that I look further down the road to say the Lord has already blessed me. The Lord has already delivered me. The Lord has already placed me around the throne. And I'm saying hallelujah today because I know when he comes for me, no such thing as time with the Lord. I look at it as tomorrow, but when my son shall appear, my God, it will be everlasting day. And I praise and thank God for it today. Many don't have this testimony, but I have this great testimony that I've been washed in the blood. Something that stains most people's clothes cleaned me. And it made me whiter than snow, did a better job than bleach. And I really praise God and I thank him for it. Because my soul can rejoice today, and I can sing with the sister, say, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." And I praise and I give God the glory that his body didn't see corruption. He kept it, and he began to serve it and said, "If you want to have life, then you got to eat my flesh. If you want life in you, you got to drink my blood." And he left the blood here because those three things that agree on the earth, one of them is the blood of Christ. You got to get under the blood. If you're under the blood, then the world can't do you no harm. But the Lord knows the situation of the church, but he's keeping it. By his power, he's keeping it. And right now we have embraced him and we've clothed him in this tabernacle of flesh that he got out of. But he sent his spirit back to be indwelling in us to keep us and do the same thing for us that it did for him when he came out of the womb of Mary. So last night we were feasting on him. And I wanted you to hold and handle him. Just work with him. Just hold him and just look at him and say how precious, how glorious, how magnificent it is that he trusted me with the most powerful thing in the universe. He trusted me to hold it. Then he trusted me to partake of it. I really praise and I thank God for it. We've been feasting on it, and I hear your testimony. But see, many can't do this. Many still think they're eating bread. Many is drinking grape juice and having wine. But we will serve the body of the Lord. And we will serve the blood of Jesus. And I praise and I thank God for it. Because if you don't believe it, then you can't please God. If you believe you're having bread and something, that's an awful thing. You have that all the time. But this was something precious that someone said, I waited all year. I'm glad I didn't do it then at the National Convention. It had a yearning for it. Say, Lord, keep me until. Lord, preserve me until. And he answered that prayer. As a mother said, I pray sometime and look out my window and I want to be among the saints of God. She has to realize she is always among the saints of God, because we carry it in our hearts. Yes. My mother talked of you often. Mother, ponder this. Open lock of that. And I talk to you very often, say, y'all don't love me because you don't come to see me much. But when I do see you, I'm a happy camper. Yes. And I praise and thank God that he kept you until this present hour. Amen. That you can look upon our face again. And we can tell you, and all the saints can say, we love you.
We love you.
Mother Ponder.
Mother Ponder.
We love you.
We love you.
Mother Ponder.
Mother Ponder.
You come and see us as often as you like. You don't have to wait one moment. When you have a thought, I want to go. If Loretta don't have the wherewithal to make a phone call, you dial 911, and when they come, say, call my bishop for me. I'm ready to go to Jacksonville, and they'll say, who it is you want? You say, Bishop Patterson, and they'll get my number, and I'll tell the airline, get up. You can always come, anytime your heart desire to come this way. I'll make provisions. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning. But see, I'm praising and thanking God that your deacon, you love him dearly, and I thank God for it, drove all the way from Texas, and he kept on driving down to Opa-locka to get you and bring you back. That is a blessing. And I thank God that he did that, but he's on his way to Texas. So now I got to go back down to Opa-locka and come on back. But I'm believing the Lord. See, I'm going to show you we love you too. We love you.
We love you.
Mother Ponder.
Mother Ponder.
Thanks, it is good to be here. It is good to be in your midst. I look at you and I see the blessings of the Lord. I look at you and see what the Lord has done in your life. And I save only to know that and Jesus Christ being crucified. Your struggles you're going to have, you talk to the Lord about it. But when you come in the congregation of holy, tell the good things the Lord has done. So someone that is looking for the Lord can find it in faith and believe that if he did it for you, he can do it for me. You see, when you had an opportunity last night to humble yourself to wash feet, that was very, very low. But you have to stay there. The moment you rise up out of that estate, like the man of God said, you've already lost. This is a humbling way. Because this thing itself wants to be high. It wants to be real lofty. It just wants to be over everything. It strives to be over everything. And the Lord strives to bring it down. And submit it unto the Spirit of the living God. But this won't arise. And the Lord wanted low.
Amen.
You know, the Lord himself humbled himself to get in you. The Most High God came down from his throne to his footstool to live in you. Why did he do it? You asked him. You said, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You asked, what is it that I need to do to be saved? And then I can say, repent. I can say, be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. I can tell you then, after you come out of the water, begin to call on the name of the Lord, and he will then separate you from the world. When the sister said, he took my feet out the miry clay, it struck a chord in me. As I've been preaching that for quite a while now, they're getting it. Because when I say the Lord took you out of clay, David agrees with me. You are no longer in clay. You have been set on a rock. That rock when Isaiah said in the 51st chapter, you were hewn out of the stone. David agrees with me that the Lord took you out of a pit, took you out of the mire, clay, and placed you on a rock to stay there because you obeyed his word. So if you're looking for the old man, which was you, you can find him in the water. And make sure you stay under there long enough. Don't try to come up. You stay under the water looking for him. And the moment you try to breathe, you're going to find it. But the Lord brought you out of there and left the old man in the water. He was then placing you on a rock. And that rock was Christ.
Psalms, the 40th chapter.
You have to realize, saints of God, that when I preach this gospel that goes around the world, when they hear this broadcast, I'm hearing from people all around the world, that the gospel that I preach, they know it's the truth. When they saw Christ, they knew it was the truth. That old evil King Agrippa, he knew it was the truth. He said, you almost got me. You almost got me to give up my throne and to come out and hide with you all as we are seeking to kill you. You almost persuaded me to be a Christian. But our testimony is we were fully persuaded. I was fully persuaded to follow him. And when I did, he made me new. And then he didn't leave me without comfort. He gave me himself. But see, I'm looking out and I'm seeing the labor of the men that came aforetime. And how blessed were their feet when they were preaching the gospel of peace. The church has peace. But the Bible says there is no peace, my Lord says, to the wicked.
That's right.
So you can't be wicked. But the Lord took your feet out of clay, and he placed you then in a rock. He established you. You are now new. The Lord grafted you and took you out of a pit. Because you say, I'm willing to follow Christ. And someone said, if you're going to follow Christ, we're going to throw you in a pit. When they did, he did send somebody by. Heard a faint voice. I thank God for the man of God. Sent by someone that heard a faint cry. Found the hole. Sent something down to pull you out.
I waited patiently for the Lord.
God Almighty has delivered you out of darkness. And your testimony is, I thank God that I've been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, people misunderstand the word when they say, well, I can do it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. But they never call the name.
Amen.
And he said, do it in the name of. When he asked Peter, Peter knew.
Amen.
Peter was right there when Jesus said, baptize in the name.
Amen.
So Peter said, I'm going to do it in the name. So when they were crying out and they heard him talking about the resurrection of the dead, some people that were alive say, I don't want to go to the ground because they could perceive if you're dead, you don't know nothing. You're not walking around. You're not breathing. So they're saying, you mean I have an opportunity to come up out of the ground and live forevermore? What do I do? What is it that I have to do to be saved? I know I'm trying to get everything I can in this world, but when I leave it, I'm going to the ground. How do I come up to live again until eternal life? And Peter said, repent. Peter said, then after you are sorry and have a contrite heart that only God can change. And if you feel your heartstring changing, let God do it. He's knocking now. Just open it. Say, come on in. And when you ask, what do I need to do to be saved? I'll say, repent.
Amen.
Be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. If you do that, every sin, every ordinance, everything that you broke that was against God, he'll take it. He'll take it. Because to see why he take it, he puts it on the cross because he didn't have any sin.
Amen.
But he was willing to die to remit all of yours.
Amen.
And I told you, as the heart that he had pumped every ounce of blood, it fell to the ground and stained the dust that man comes from. But see, he was on his way somewhere else. That's why he was hanging between heaven, where he was going back, and the earth. But he's staying the ground so that you could have life. And he was willing to sacrifice his life to give you remission of sin. So he said, go to the water. Go. And then tarry, call his name in the middle of the night, in the early in the morning. Just walk around, just calling his name like you want something. If you don't want anything, don't call it. If you want something, call it, because he's coming. I tell you, he's coming. When he gets there, you'll know he's there. And then you can praise him and thank him throughout eternity. That he took your feet out of clay and set it on a rock. This is how you give God the glory for the thing that he has done. It's good to be here.
Amen.
David said in the 40th chapter of Psalms.
I waited patiently for the Lord.
I waited on the Lord because I couldn't save myself.
And he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
The Lord heard me crying out.
He brought me up also out of an horrible pit.
The Lord brought me out of a horrible pit.
Out of the miry clay.
Out of the miry clay he brought me out.
And set my feet upon a rock and established my going.
I want you to hear this, if you please. David is saying the Lord is taking you from one state of being. And he's placing you somewhere else. He's talking about the church.
He brought me up also out of the horrible
pit. He's talking about the saints' feet.
Out of the miry clay.
He brought you out of clay.
And
because David knew just as well as Job did that we were formed from the clay of this world. Our foundation was in the dust.
Yes.
Our beginnings was in the dust. But here David is saying the Lord took us out of that.
And set my feet upon a rock.
And placed you on a rock.
And established my
going. Established. Wherever you go, you say, I'm taking the Lord. All your goings, he's established what you're going to do.
Amen.
He led the way. He said, follow me then.
And he has put a new song in my mouth.
There's a new song in our mouth now. We don't try to take sinner songs from the world and get the same beat and put Jesus' name in it to attract young people.
Amen.
If they can't come to the word of God like we came to it, the gospel said, the Bible says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those young people. That are lost.
Amen.
Because their minds have been blind. That's an awful thing. Not your eyes blind, your mind blind.
Amen.
So churches today, they get the new rock beat. And they get the new rap beat. To attract the young people. The young people didn't think they're going to the hood. Instead of going to church, the thing that's going out in the hood is going on in this building. Let's go there and put the name Jesus in it. But it doesn't work that way.
Amen.
There is a sound that the church must have to distinguish it from the world. And I praise and thank God that the new song that we're singing is, I've been redeemed.
Amen.
I've been set free. A sinner can't sing that song. But you have been established. Your going have been set by God.
And he has put a new song in my mouth.
He put a new song in my mouth.
Even praise
unto our God.
Many shall see it.
Many shall see it.
And fear.
They're going to see it.
In the Lord.
Many are going to see it. Many are going to see it. They're going to see it.
Amen.
And they then
shall
fear and trust
in the Lord.
Because they're going to see it coming from you.
Amen.
That is why the Lord moved on S.C. Johnson to say modest apparel.
Yeah.
Set my women apart. Set my bride apart. So when people see it, they will fear and say, oh, that's a sanctified woman. But not do that to her. And they say, well, I don't know. I'm going to trust in the Lord. See, this is what God has done for the church.
Amen.
When you ask, what do I do to be saved? You heard the truth. Didn't harden your heart. Went down in water. Yes.
Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust.
We trust the Lord.
And respecteth not the proud.
Don't respect the proud.
Nor such as turn aside to lies.
Not even them that will turn aside from this good thing and go to lies. There are a lot of lies that they.
Amen.
When I see churches putting up big Christmas trees, a church with a Christmas tree in it, I can't let this broadcast pass without letting them know. Get me Jeremiah, please. Here they're going to do a thing that the Lord our God said was a heathen thing to do. And he said, don't do it.
Jeremiah.
And they tell
chapter.
God, forget you. This your church and we're going to put a Christmas tree in it. God says, not mine.
Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto
his
you.
His church, if you come here, we don't celebrate Christmas.
O house of Israel.
Hear the words of the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord, the 10th chapter.
10th chapter
of Jeremiah.
The first verse.
Yes.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Learn not the way of the heathen.
He said, don't do the things that heathens do.
And be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven.
Don't be dismayed at the signs of heaven.
For the heathen
trying to figure out,
are dismayed at
trying
them.
To figure out when I was born. I was born when I was. The reason I was born is to come and die for you. My birth wasn't the important thing. My death was.
Amen. For the customs of the people are vain.
The thing that you're doing in your so-called place of worship is vain.
For one cutteth a tree.
Cutting
out of
down
the forest.
A tree. Say, well, mine didn't get cut down. I bought it. Well, it's the same.
One cutteth
if it's
a tree
made
out
of plastic or made out of a tree, the symbol for it is still wrong. It's vain.
Amen.
It's a heathen thing to do.
One cutteth a tree out of the forest.
Yes.
The work of the hands of the workmen.
Yes.
With the axe.
Chopping down trees.
They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not.
Now what that sound like?
They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not.
Now what does that sound like?
They must needs be born.
Hear this prophet.
Because
look
they cannot
down
go.
The telescope of time and looked in all these heathen houses and the thing they do, they draw the curtains back so everybody can see. I am a heathen.
Amen.
Say, look at me.
They are upright as a palm
I believe
tree.
In Christmas. I'm a heathen.
But speak not.
And then they got so crazy they decorate their houses.
Amen.
They put bulbs all along the windows, all on the hedges outside, put reindeers and things. Reindeers can't even fly. They got them on their roof like they're going to go off and take off and go somewhere. What is this concerning? Has nothing to do with Christ.
Amen.
But they've turned to lies. Amen. And they teach the children, don't you tell that lie. But Santa Claus is going to bring you.
Amen.
I like the little children when the parents sit them on his lap, the child starts pulling on that fake beard. Trying to find out who's under there.
Amen.
That child knows something to this. Who are you? My people have gone to lies. But the church has to stay in truth. The Lord brought you out because you waited patiently on him. And here you now can be blessed with eternal salvation.
Psalms 44, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust.
Yes.
And respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies.
Yes, don't turn aside to lies. Don't believe in fables. Don't believe the cow jumped over the moon. That is pretty high for that cow to jump. Whether it was a cold spoon or whatever it was that made that cow jump, don't believe that. Don't believe Mary went up the hill trying to find water. Water don't run up hill. Water don't run up hill. Don't believe that. But do believe that Christ died. And he had a better resurrection. And he said, like manner, so shall ye. And when they heard this, their hearts got pricked because of truth. And they asked, what is it that I need to do that I could be saved? I want to do the same thing you're saying your Lord did. And they began to speak in an unknown tongue, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, being baptized in water. Peter even took that to Cornelius' house. So if you're hearing our broadcast and you have not been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, that's the only reason to do it. Now, if you go to some other church, I can't vouch for what they do. I can't certify what they do. So if you come in here and say, I was in Joe Friendly's Baptist Church, I'm sorry, Joe. You need to go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. Joe has no business with his name on God's church.
Amen.
Joe didn't die.
Amen.
Don't be fooled when the devil put Jesus' name on a church. They'll stay there for a whole lot of people. They'll even stay there for Jesus. But go in there and see if Christ is in there. If a woman is in the pulpit preaching, they're not for Christ. Don't even worry about it. Don't ask another question. He said, I suffer not. But see, the thing is, God gave the woman a great power. He said, you must have power on your head because of the angels. God has done a wonderful thing for you. I'm not going to try to have babies. Don't you try to preach. You don't try to teach the church. They were led captive by silly women. Don't be so. Don't be fooled by names. Find a place that has the name of the Lord on it. Perhaps he might be in there. But of assurance, I can testify, he is truly in this place.
Amen.
And I praise and thank God for him. And you come now and go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and he will bring you out. Let him bring you out. He knows what you're going through. Yes. Let him bring you to this marvelous life of his. Don't trust someone who said, I went to a seminary and I learned this. Don't trust them. Trust the one that had the revelation of Jesus Christ that came down from heaven, dropped in him, and he'll tell you the truth. For one thing I can certify, the Lord is indeed in this place. We baptize here in water. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord gives you the remission of sin. Let him bring you out. If you wait patiently on him, he will do it for you just like he's done it for us. And we won't follow a lie. The Lord has brought us out of darkness into this great light. He'll bring you out also. Keep patiently waiting, for I know the Lord will. He will bring you out. Visitors and keep them in so long, they might not come back. So I guess we say we keep it as long as we can. My soul is rejoicing today because of the company that I met. The Lord gave us an opportunity to handle the word. And I praise him and I thank him for it. You had an opportunity to handle it also.
Amen.
and your soul should be rejoicing. That thing that I received of God, I gave it to you. It was so good for me, I wasn't selfish to hold it to myself. I wanted to share it with you. And I praise and thank God that you got a chance to handle it. And we saw how cautious you were with it. And that's what I praise and thank God for. Because if someone ball up their fist and getting ready to hit you, the first thing you're going to do is move out of the way and protect this from getting hit. That's what you need to do with God and the Word. Protect what you hear. Protect what you hear. Protect what you hear. Faith comes. So if you don't protect what you're hearing, the devil got it. He can't do anything good with it. And here you're left with nothing. So if you protect what you hear, then you can build on faith by what you heard. That's why the Bible says, how can a preacher preach except he be sent to preach? Then how can you hear without a preacher? And I praise and thank God for it, that you are hearing me and you are cautious with the thing that you have, that is the most precious gift that is on this earth. That's the Spirit of God. And it's dwelling in your members. If you would go with me for a moment, won't keep you much longer. John talked about something I want to leave with you.
First John, the first chapter.
I want you to hear him. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear the word of the Lord. When he says he took you out of clay, your foundation was there. It is no longer there. You're going to trick, old Satan. When they destroy this, you're going to come up somewhere else. Say, we thought we had it. Went down over there, rose up over here. You're waiting on the Lord to do something. Wait patiently. If you want to talk to someone to give you strength, talk to someone who's been through something. They'll tell you. That at my lowest hour, when I thought all was lost, as the sister said, it came back like a breeze. She got that from the anointed one of God. Just a brush. Hold on a little longer. I'm going to make everything all right. Certain things must be manifested in the church. And if you are the token that has been selected, then you thank God for your trials, your tribulations, tests, whatever it is that's making you into the thing that God is going to say. John wrote, "For in the beginning..."
That which was from the beginning.
Yes.
Which we have heard.
Stop. You heard it.
Amen.
You heard the gospel preached in its fullness. And you didn't harden your heart. You heard it, yes.
Which we have seen with our eyes.
You've seen the work of the Lord. You said, I hear it. I see it. You sang and testified to it. With your own eyes, you've seen God work. You've seen the power of God. Somebody say, no, you haven't. Say, yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Which we have looked upon.
And see, this is why my heart is rejoicing tonight. Because when I can look upon the one that the Lord have brought through something. And when I can go back and the Holy Ghost brings to my mind what they said, my mother couldn't have children. that they thought she was a barren woman. She might have been. But God Almighty opened her womb, not once, but 13 times. Then he closed it up, we think. But before he closed it, I came. He knew that the testimony she would have is what they said she couldn't. God said, you must. Because an anointed one is coming from your womb. The Holy Ghost knew so well what my name would be. Roland almost got it. But they made him change it. Amen. And hold it for me. I praise and I thank God for it. So when I say my soul magnify the Lord, can you imagine if she was continued to be barren and couldn't have? Wouldn't be here. But God knew before the foundation of this world, he knew what he would do. You've seen it. You've seen the Lord work right in your midst. Turn situations around. We were talking how at the women's conference, all the sisters, my God, got together and began to pray for one sister.
Yeah.
For the Lord to change one situation. And the Lord didn't wait.
Amen.
He answered. And my God, when she walked in the door, how the saints of God began to rejoice, because you knew then you were looking at something that God said, I am able to do above what you can ask me or think. One say, sister, I want my child. And one say, I'm looking for it. I'm looking. And I say, I'm going to look with you. I'm talking about what the Lord is able to do. They opened the door and the saints began to rejoice. And the woman's son was delivered to her. Why? Somebody was praying. Not only the bishop was praying, but the saints. My God, were on their knees. They were sitting, beginning to pray, saying, Lord, you can do this for her. You can answer prayer. I'm talking about the power of God. You've seen it with your own eyes.
Which we have seen with our eyes. Which we have looked upon.
You've looked upon his face when you were in the valley and the shadows of death and you couldn't see, but something came in front of you and you saw God and you heard his voice say, come on a little further. You cannot stay here in the valley. You must rise and come to the mountaintop. Here is where the eagles fly.
Yes.
You heard it.
God.
At your weakest moment, my God, you heard him say, be strong.
Yes.
And in the power of my might, I'll lift you up. You heard him.
Amen.
You've seen him.
And our hands.
And your hands. Your hands.
Have handled of the word
of life.
Of life.
You had life.
Thank God.
In your hand.
Yes, Lord.
You had life when you took one step to go back to where you were. You walked with life. You carried life. So whatever situation you were going back home to, you're carrying life with you. Say, I got an answer for you.
Amen.
When doubt was there, you said, I got an answer for you. And you were careful with it as you walked. And as you sat, you looked at it. And when he commanded you to eat, when he commanded you to drink, and you can hear the body of Christ, my God feasted on it. And some had double portions where they had to take one and then they had to go at it again and go at it again. You were handling with your hand this word of life.